successful people associate with other successful people who are optimistic, who are excited about life, who look to reinvent their lives whenever necessary. They're open-minded, they're curious, they're tolerant, they literally see the good in life. So, folks, you got to make a decision on which team you want to play on these days. Do you want to play on the victim team, or do you want to play on the victor's team? And if you're listening to this program, you're definitely going to be on the victor's team. And let's focus on how we can create success in our life. Now, I will admit to you that our entire educational system has been very lax about teaching prosperity. Most of us have not been brought up with the skills and the knowledge and the wisdom that each and every one of us has the ability to create prosperity in our life. So let's give some thought to that today. A lot of people are victims to old programming. Our self-image was formed by the time we were 3 to 7 years old by our teachers, our parents, society, church groups. And let's face it, a lot of that information that they gave us, and many of these people were very well-meaning people who meant to give us good information, but they had bad information. The information that we have is very outdated. It is obsolete. It doesn't really deal with our current reality. A lot of us grew up with people saying things like, well, you know, the rich only get richer. This is a tough world. Money is the root of all evil. The other guy is always the lucky and gets all the breaks. I can't win for losing. When you hear people talk like that, no, they are on the team of victims. I don't want anyone who is part of the Millionaire Smarts program to ever talk like that again. For you to start creating a prosperity consciousness, pay attention to the quality of information that you put into your brain, your computer, because it is truly your success mechanism. And that when you pay attention to those programs that you think about, you either have poverty consciousness or you have prosperity consciousness. And I do want to remind you, and this is important, you're 100% responsible for your reality. You are the source of your own wealth. You have to understand that it is not your job, it is not your investments, it's not your business, it's not your loved ones, and it's clearly not the government, that your job can be eliminated, you can lose your investments, your loved ones can lose their means of supporting you. There is no security in life except for the abilities, talents, and skills that you have to take care of yourself and the attitude that you will do whatever it takes. So let's get real about focus. The greatest power we have to direct and control our life is through our thoughts. And I do want to remind you that thoughts are real, that they literally radiate out. And each one of us acts as a powerful broadcasting station, sending out positive or negative vibrations. I think it's a universal law. Like attracts like. If we wish to focus in on success, that's what you have to focus in on. You can't focus in on failure. You can't focus in on lack. You can't focus in on, oh, the world is in such a bad place. You've got to start pulling back your power from the outside world and go internally. Most of you know that I've written a book called Success is an Inside Job. And that's the truth. Success is an inside job. If you want to be successful, you have to focus in on success. I think when you dwell on your problems, you only create more problems. Because when you dwell on your problems, it leaves you tired. It leaves you feeling hopeless. You're preoccupied with negative thoughts. That means that you're not doing those things that will allow you to create abundance or success or wealth in your life. The truth is, there's not a lack of ideas on earth, but there often is a lack of energy to create them. So start to pay attention to the caliber of information that you put into your mind and control your thoughts. For example, Why don't you start saying to yourself positive things all day long? These are called affirmations. I like to call them declarations. But one of the ways to change your mood is to get excited. And even if you have to force yourself to do this, here are some declarations that might be very beneficial to you. I have prosperity in my life. I am in this world to experience and enjoy success. I have every natural right to be wealthy and successful. I am confident of my talents to create success. I have enthusiasm and confidence daily. I choose to be prosperous. I love myself more and more daily. I have the energy, resources, and time to be successful and prosperous. I am more intelligent every day in every way, thinking about new creative ways to track money. I am projecting an image of power and confidence that attracts to me the right people in the right situation. I am willing to be powerful and successful. I know I have valuable contributions. I reinforce my successes. I correct my errors. See, folks, whatever you think about yourselves and your abilities will determine how successful and prosperous you become. Now, I had an interesting conversation about 2 weeks ago. I had a new Millionaire Smart sponsor, and he said to me that when he was introducing the Millionaire Smarts program to his people, that a lot of them were all excited about it, and they realized how important your mindset was. He said, but he had a few of those people who said, oh, I don't need any of that thinking stuff. And he said this stunned him, and it also stunned me that someone in today's world wouldn't realize how important thinking is. But your mindset about anything that you do will ultimately determine how successful you are about it. It's your mindset that gives you the urge to go do new things, to reinvent your life. It is your mindset that gives you the inner power to do things. And if you just think that action is everything, but you cannot act without a plan. You cannot act without the correct mindset of thinking through things. And so if there is anything in your life that's important, you've got to understand there's two parts of success. There is the physical part of taking action, that you have to do that. And then there is the mindset of preparing yourself for it. And so those two things married together gives you a combination that you have to have about prosperity. I think that there are some fundamental positions that you can take right now to improve your life and to attract wealth. And rather than to chase wealth in life, I actually believe that you should focus on attracting wealth. One of the things that you can focus in is the quality of your personal philosophy. Another one is the quality of your thinking, and another is the quality of your behavior. And of course, to improve prosperity in your life, the quality of what you offer as of service to the world. So when you think and focus on wealth, you give yourself a real heads up. Remember, this is about focus. What you focus on expands. So focus on what you want to create. Don't focus on what you don't want to create. You always receive exactly what you focus on. So poverty thinking brings poverty. Wealth thinking brings wealth. For example, when you hold grudges in life, it's really like holding on to poison, because it's a negative thing. When you have anger in your life, when you have all those negative feelings in your life, that is occupying your mind and not allowing you to think on, ooh, well, I could do this, or I could do that, or I could invent this, or I could focus my energy over here, or anything that brings you prosperity. So ask yourself this important question. What am I focusing on right now, good or bad? The more positive you are in your attitude and your actions, the more abundance you will have in your life. I know that you hear that a lot, but are you really taking it in? Are you allowing it to set into your mind to understand that this is where your power comes from? Since I've talked about creating a map of your future, why don't you ignore reality right now and pretend that you could go into the future and script out for yourself exactly what you would like your life to look like, exactly what you want to experience, how you want to live, what your relationships are like. The reason for doing this is because I'm asking you to go into the future and decide what you want. Now,